Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Martina, who says, I want to look smart and elegant. I love coloured shoes, but also comfy ones. In addition, I have problems with my toes, so there is no option to wear pointy shoes or stilettos. But still, barefoot shoes or the comfortable ones are often like people for the 80 plus age group. I don't want to choose between healthy feet and pretty shoes. And there is no reason why you don't have to. These days, there are actually so many options out there of shoes that have been designed and made by podiatrists that will give you style and comfort. You don't have to go to what I used to be the chemist shoe in Australia, where it was like the kind of really ugly orthotic shoe was the only ones you could buy that were good for your feet. Fortunately now, there are many more options. There are plenty of shoes out there that are not pointy, that aren't going to, you know, mess with your toes, that are attractive and colourful as well. So I do recommend that you go look a little bit further afield by the sound of it than where you've been looking, because there are options. Now in Australia, there is a great brand called Baird, which gets you very attractive shoes that are designed by a podiatrist. And look, yes, they're more on the more expensive side, but they also last. They also have sales, so you can just sit there and wait for them to go on sale and then purchase something. But also understanding that, you know, your foot health is going to make you happier if your feet are healthy and happy and not in pain, and that these shoes is going to last you for years. So you'll end up wearing them a lot, and you get good cost per wear. I always think with a pair of shoes, it's important to think about that cost per wear and knowing that you are actually going to be wearing something for potentially many years. And so therefore, you know, spending that bit more money is going to make, you know, that purchase worth it. This isn't a pair of shoes to wear on one fancy night out or to wear to one wedding. We're talking about everyday shoes, and they're actually the ones you should spend more money on because you're going to be wearing them more frequently, and you need a few pair of everyday shoes because we need to let them dry out properly in between each wearing, and also so that they don't start aggravating your feet, because every shoe can aggravate your feet if worn too much. So it is worthwhile looking further afield, but I have seen plenty, and I do actually have a blog post about, you know, possible shoe options. I know after I had my bunions done and I've got arthritis in my toe, I did write a blog post which has links to various shoe places to find more comfortable and attractive shoes. So sometimes we just have to go a little bit further than the local mall to find what we're after. And this is what's so great, is the internet's a big place and there are so many options out there for you now. Next question comes from Val. Accessories. If I get a nice necklace and I can't match it with earrings because I've got pierced ears and they just don't make any potentially for that necklace, how do I get over that? And the whole thing with when we are thinking about how do I match, you know, how do I choose my earrings to match my necklace? This is what we call, it's one of the principles of coordination. And I have written about this on the blog as well. And it's called, it is a principle of coordination, and it's called related shapes. So we don't have to wear exactly the same thing. It doesn't have to be a matching set. What we're looking for is there is a relationship between the shape of one thing, say the necklace, with the shape of the earrings. And it could even be things like related colours as well. But say if you had a necklace that was all round beads, you then might look for earrings that are also round. And if you can find them in a related colour, say if the necklace is multicoloured, for example, then you could just choose one of those colours out of the necklace for your earrings. So, if I'm wearing a silver necklace, I'm more likely to wear silver earrings rather than going for gold earrings. That's probably too different. So it can be one of those things. It's just looking for what are the relationships. So, you know, it could be something like where we're actually kind of almost matching. Like today I've got little butterfly earrings that relate to my butterfly necklace, but they're actually a different style of butterfly, different manufacturers, bought at different times, but are both butterflies and are both silver. But, you know, you could, you know, just sometimes it's just about finding. Like the other day I was wearing star earrings, and I was wearing my jacket that's got a star. So I've got a denim jacket, it's got star, and it's got a big kind of sparkly pink and gold and silver star up here. And so then I was thinking, well, what necklace do I wear? Because I thought if I do another star, it starts to get too much and it's a bit too boring. And I actually got out a necklace that is pink and it's actually the beads around. I was going, but on the beads is a zigzag shape. So that zigzag shape relates to the shape of the zig points of the star. And then also the necklace falls into a point. So it's also got a more pointed shape, even though it is made from round beads. And then the pink of the beads was the same color as the pink in the star. So I was relating those design elements together to create what are completely separate pieces to actually work together. So it's looking at, you know, is there some relationship in the shapes, the colors, the design elements, and then finding those things. So that is what you're looking for when you are putting, you know, jewelry elements together that are unrelated to each other or they don't come as a matching set. Next question comes from Jennifer, who says, can someone with warm colouring wear white jeans and accessories? As they are far from the face, they aren't unflattering, but I'm thinking that unlike black, they aren't distracting and draw attention because for someone with medium value hair and eyes and very light skin, they relate better to their colouring. Yes, so white's going to relate better than black, and absolutely you can wear white, I just would avoid bright white. So don't get the bright clinical white, get the off-white. There are plenty of off-white jeans. So more in the off-white to cream rather than bright white, because then if you're wearing bright, clinical, cool white, they will draw attention to themselves. But if you go for an off-white, you will find that they blend really well. So absolutely, and there's plenty, plenty, plenty of off-white. So go for your off-white rather than your bright white. And absolutely, so much better than black. Well, thank you for your questions and thanks for watching. I really appreciate you being here and I really appreciate it if you share these videos and let other people know, because other people have some of the same sort of style questions that you might. It's often how many times I see pretty much the same questions come through quite frequently. So you're not alone and you're very normal in having those questions. So it is great if you can share with others as well and let them know about, you know, some style tips that maybe they are missing out on that they may benefit from. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.